Do you want to listen to a story? But just me telling a story may not be that much fun. Listen to thousands of stories and powerful voices for just rupees 499 per month. Rediscover the joy of listening to stories again.
As a special listener, you can enjoy 30 days of free listening by signing up through storytel.in/30days.
Hi, this is Race Taylor from New York's 95.5 PLJ, and you're about to hear exclusive audio from our latest Stage 17 performance. For the full video, head over to stage17nyc.com.
Exclusive interviews and performances from the world of music, movies, politics, and more. All on one stage from the heart of New York City. Cumulus Media presents Live from Stage 17.
Hey, welcome to Stage 17, New York's 95.5 PLJ. I'm Race Taylor. Let me tell you how rare it is that an artist stops by to chat hours before they take the stage in the city. It never happens, but these guys are old friends, like second cousins, because we see them like once every 5 years. Yeah, All-American Rejects are right here.
Hey, how's it going?
Welcome, fellas. Central Park Summer Stage tonight. How you feeling? I know that there was a voice thing and a couple dates had to get canceled.
Oh, yeah, I got sick. I got sick about 3 days ago. We went from Big Flats, New York to
Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
And for some reason, Big Flats up there, I think it's the remote air.
Oh, sure.
I don't know what it was, but like I just got this like post-nasal drip and I just lost my voice. Yeah, it sucked.
Gonna blame it on the mold spores.
I'll blame it on the complete remote place that we played. It was the craziest. It was a giant. It was like playing Roadhouse with an amphitheater behind it.
Yes.
Except no Patrick Swayze.
No, of course not.
And no bar fight, unfortunately.
But the reviews from your Bethlehem show are fantastic because the fans came through. They sang every word.
It was weird. It was like, right? Yeah, it was so funny how like that was like this crazy. The outcome of that show was really surprising. Everybody sang their butts off. It was like a giant karaoke night.
Right. And what blows me away is one of the lines from the very opening of the show said, "How about we get in a time machine and go back to 2002? Has it really been 15 years?
I guess it has. I mean, if you look at pictures of us before and now, yes, you can say, wow, it looks like it's been probably 17. but no, yeah, it's been a 15-year run since we left Oklahoma. I mean, Nick and I drove in a 95 Chevy van up to New York to record our first record in 2001.
Yeah.
You know, coming back into the city, even right now, it's just like, man.
Right. I know you were here last night. What do you do when you're in town and you don't have a show or a recording session? You got some favorite spots? Is there some things you can share?
Do you know about Aputo?
Do you know about
Aputo on 10th and 4th?
Oh, well, tell me.
It's this incredible ramen place that I go to every time. And they have these bao buns, these pork buns.
I'm sold already. You have me at pork.
It's filth. It's literally like a death row meal. I would kill someone just to have that.
That is
even
awesome.
Though I wouldn't. I wouldn't kill anybody. What about you guys? Wait, what was your New York routine? Because I've been sick this whole time. Did you guys do anything? Did you go pinballing?
I haven't, though. I've heard there are some very good arcades these days.
Barcade,
yeah. Man.
Bender. On 28th. Nice. Right, you just cozy up next to Mrs. Pac-Man and just keep the drinks coming, and you're good.
Yeah, it's like
my lame old man post-show routine. Find the barcade in town.
Yeah, I bet when you were leaving Oklahoma, there was probably no thought that you'd ever say the words "old man post-show routine." Right?
This is very true.
Though
arcade is probably the same. So.
Right. When you look back at videos to like the last song or Swing, what would the band that's seasoned and done this now tell those guys in that video fresh out of high school, probably, you know, strapped to a guitar with a camera in front of them for the very first time?
Stop making faces at the camera.
No more duck face.
Yeah.
All right.
Don't fall on your knees so much, bro.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
There were some injuries in the past. I know.
Oh, man. Yeah. Right. Oh, no. Just knee slides on stage.
Okay.
I thought I
heard a sound.
Oh, I can't get it to go.
Oh, man.
That's, maybe it's actually better now.
Well, listen, the two new songs are out right now. Sweat is just a sexy, filthy, amazing grind that we have to talk about.
Sounds like you're very much aware of what it is.
I love it. And then the song that follows is so completely different. So, like anything else I've ever heard you guys do before.
Yeah, I think we wanted to make sure that this time we put out an offering that felt like an evolution, not only for a song like Sweat, which I feel like has this new glam kind of vibe, which right. is like something that we come from as a band. Like that's sort of our bread and butter. You know, Nick's got Bon Jersey and Hysteria tattooed across his back. And I don't know, there's something about the fact that rock and roll right now, it feels really like it's kind of a confetti ball that's exploded and nobody really knows where the party's at right now.
Right.
And I think we wanted to make sure that we brought the party. And a song like Sweat is, it's just a sexual, it's the things about rock and roll that I miss right. nowadays, which is sex and unforgivability. Like right. it's got bravery in that.
I know, but you told us in the past that you tend to go to remote locations and hole up away from everybody else to record. Did you do that for this?
No, this was like the first time where after we got off the tour for Gives You Hell and then we put out Kids in the Street, I think we just realized that we hadn't given ourselves a life at all. Like right. we've done 15 years of touring and had never really collected ourselves in the real world. So we like all kind of geographically disbanded. Nick went to Nashville. I moved out to LA, something I thought I'd never do. And Mike and Chris did their own endeavors as well. And through that sort of disbursement, I think we found a different way of approaching writing just to keep it mixed up. Right. Because once you draw from a well, the well can become dry if you just kind of go back to it like it's your little, you don't want to abuse that all spark.
Right. Well, the feel of Sweat is so completely different because the guitar is just off the beat enough where I'm thinking, is this like got a crazy island feel to it? But then it goes someplace completely different once, you know, the guitar solo kicks in.
How about that, huh?
I love that.
Makes I love watching people listen to the song because once you get to that solo, everybody just smiles.
Right. And it's, by the way, fun. Nothing beats the smile of Betsy on the concrete. Is that look just before the guitar solo starts is amazing.
that was making that music video for Sweat and Close Your Eyes was probably one of the most taxing and rewarding things I've done for this band because it was 8 hours a day for about 5 days in heels that were 6 inches on top of the world.
The walk looked pretty impressive.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I spent a couple weeks every day naked doing that.
Holy cow.
Every morning I would get naked and it would be me and my little dog, and my dog would just sort of have one bent ear just going like, what are you doing, Dad?
Uh-huh.
And I'd just be like, make an oatmeal.
Exactly.
But naked.
You keep saying you were naked in heels. Why the naked?
So I could like to put on the, like, it's funny, like when you're naked, comfortability of nudity is like a really big thing of confidence, and not everybody's comfortable naked. You get naked and you're just kind of like, oh, I'm naked, I can't be naked. But there's something really incredible about conquering that, the fear of just being exposed. And Betsy is a woman who does not care if right. she was naked or
fully exposed.
Exactly. So I had to sort of get that down.
As I like to say on occasion, if you're wearing heels, you're not completely naked.
That's right.
No security.
That's right. Even if they're crystal clear.
Just a thought. So you're on the road, Dashboard Confessional, the main tonight, Central Park Summer Stage. How is this tour going?
Well, first
early
off, we're
on.
Playing Central Park. This is incredible for
right.
us. Like, I think
Central Park after sunset too, which
is amazing.
If Home Alone 2 taught us anything, you don't go into the park after sunset. So I'm a little nervous.
I think you're going to be fine.
Okay. I hope the sticky bandits aren't there.
I hope the pigeon lady's there.
Yeah, she'll save us.
Just a few tickets left for this show. Now, when it comes to live music, I've taken my kids on several occasions to the Vans Warped Tour, where I know you have some history.
We do. We're like seniors. We're seniors in that class.
You're going to say senior citizens.
I almost did.
Right?
I almost did.
But here's the thing. As you go to a festival like that and you go from stage to stage, you can see some bands on a side stage which have not started to gel yet. And then you walk 30
like
yards
Warped Tour now,
else.
Though. The entire Warped Tour this year is like, who the hell are these bands?
Right? There's some of that.
I love Kevin Lyman. I think we have enough of a good relationship with him to say, right. like, that guy needs to get back to what he was doing good with that tour. Because that tour is just completely confused now.
But then you'll see another band who is seasoned and polished. And even the guy who walks out with the guitar before the lead singer just has so much confidence in what's about to happen on stage. When was that moment for you guys? Because you started early. We're talking end of high school. There had to be some gigs where you're like, I'm not sure if I know what I'm doing here, but we're live.
Yeah, no, the early bar shows were always nerve-wracking, but I think once Swing Swing started connecting on Warped Tour 2002, we were playing the Maurice stage, which was about twice as wide as this.
Right.
And there was 10,000 people every day just waiting for us. So I think, I don't know, man. I think I got a chip on my shoulder like way early on, knowing that we were taking away from Rancid and the Dropkick Murphys. Like, we were taking away from all these founding fathers of Warped Tour with our little crappy stage. And like, we were getting pushed over every day, and people were getting pulled out and taken to medic tents. It was like,
wow.
It was our own little version of Reject Mania, and it was really, I think it was an immediate thing for us. I remember the first day of Warped Tour, I had to scale a fence to run away from people, and I got this, I call it my birthmark. It's totally like the Gary Busey story from Surviving the Game.
Or from the Crash.
Yeah, no, remember it's called Surviving the Game, right?
With Ice-T.
Yeah, with Ice-T. Thank you. And I got this gash right on my leg because I scaled a fence that wasn't braced down. But I was like, that's it. That's my birthmark, man. That was like the most rock and roll thing. I had to run away from a bunch of kids.
That 15-year run has gotten so many hit songs under your belt right now. It's crazy to, you know, you fill out a set list and all of a sudden, you know, aside from the album tracks that everybody knows, it's like, oh, hit song, It Ends Tonight. Oh, hit song, Move Along. Oh, hit song.
It's really great seeing people, like, we were playing Cleveland the other night, and I remember we played, I was just, like, sort of zeroing in, like, now that's kind of what I do. I'll just kind of, like, find somebody to fall in love with in the crowd and be like, what's your story? And halfway through the set, like, it was, like, an instant night or something, and I could see people just going, like, they have this one, too. Like, it was funny. Like, you can see people that don't. What's the beautiful curse and blessing of this band has been the music has almost been bigger than the band, which is kind of great because sometimes every night we're literally reintroducing ourselves to people who don't remember.
And in different ways, the video of you with a string quartet in Los Angeles that you're doing a Swing Swing, and it's just you and strings, right?
Yeah.
Well, maybe
it's
more than a quartet. It's an orchestra, but
no,
still.
It was a little quartet with the emo night. Yeah, that was fun. Yeah.
All right, before we completely run out of time, when we have guests who have returned and we know they're cool with this, we like to do a little something. It's our way to green the earth. We call it the recycled interview. We ask you questions that may be pertinent to you in some way, shape, or form, but were never intended for you to begin with. So with a band name like All American Rejects, we thought we would get your interview questions from an interview from an All-American hero. These are questions originally asked to John Glenn on PBS in 1962.
This is brilliant.
Okay, this, by no means were these ever intended to for you, but they might make some sense.
John Glenn was on Frasier, so I feel like I got
That's
this.
That's right. That's the guy. What is the fastest you have ever traveled on land?
I feel like you'd have to be the one with the most speed.
Oh, we did ride in the pace car.
Yeah,
yeah, we did the pace car at the Rock and Richmond Raceway. But I will probably say, don't you think it was the bullet train in Japan?
Really?
That's a strong contention.
It almost got air.
Yeah, I think that beats the pace car.
You literally don't even feel like you're touching the rails. It's just floating.
But do you get the sensation that you're moving?
Not really.
You get the sensation when you're stopping. That's for sure.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So probably like 300. Isn't it like 300 mile per hour?
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. That is nuts. All right.
How about you?
It's not nearly as glamorous. I'm going to say like 95 miles an hour through the Poconos in a 2004 Chrysler minivan.
But by your own foot.
By my own foot. I think the thing almost broke apart like a, you know, like something re-entering the atmosphere. It was crazy. What is it that makes you scared? What is it? Is it a phobia? Is it something more life-oriented?
Snakes.
Snakes, all right. Really? Like, okay. I think, you know, for an astronaut, there wasn't much that you could be afraid of if they're putting you on gunpowder and sending
Glenn
you into space.
Oxygen depletion. When I'm in space.
That's a good one. We're a final question that was originally intended for John Glenn, and we know where this went for him. Where do you see yourself in 20 years?
I don't think any of us saw ourselves here 15 years ago, you know?
Right.
So who knows? Hopefully still doing this. That'd be awesome.
Mars.
Touring Mars.
There we go.
John Glenn answer right there.
First band to perform on Mars.
Yeah.
And colonize.
Yes.
Oh, sure. Colonize. Successfully. Absolutely. There will probably be some Elon Musk way to get there at that point in time. You can be entertainment on the way as well. All American Rejects, new song is Sweat. You got to check out Close Your Eyes. Oh, my God. By the way, after the Betsy thing, you clean up pretty nicely in the suit.
Oh, thank you.
With the tie, the color combo.
Thanks.
Thing.
It was a really fun thing to do, man. I appreciate that.
Breaks my heart when I see the box come out and I know that these people are getting money. That if anyone who's seen this short film together, it's like a mind blown.
Yeah, it's a big swing for us. You should check it out. It's very adventurous.
Totally. Congratulations. Have a great
Cheers.
Time in the park tonight.
Thanks.
It's always nice to see you on 17
Thank you, sir.
And in our fine city. Give it up, All American Rejects.
Thanks for listening to Live from Stage 17. We hope you enjoyed the show. Now, head on over to stage17nyc.com for more exclusive Stage 17 content.